he was going into the Army. He didn't have any money, and he didn't have a suitcase. And I had an old suitcase, and I had a $5 bill. That's all I could afford. I gave it to him. He's now working in the store across the street, but in the meantime, he is married and three children, and he's getting to where he says the children are not his, so he's getting out of paying alimony. Isn't that awful? But in this house, I don't know why. I don't know, Sally, if you have it or not, darling. We have the most trash, paper trash, old newspaper, boxes, empty cans, Kleenex things, the baskets that have to be emptied in the bedrooms and the bathroom and that kind of stuff. So that in the backyard, I keep a cardboard box shoved up under the table with a, he leaves the tops on it for me, and we just dump it in there, and when it gets full, we put that with the garbage can, and that's that. It really is a lifesaver. So he just phones to say, I haven't brought you any boxes in a long time, and I have some, I'll bring them over. Well, I'm going to pay him because he doesn't have to give them to me. Mm-hmm. He could give them to anybody. Mm-hmm. But don't anybody pay, and I'm going to pay because I think it's good business. Mm-hmm. He can use the money. I'm sure he needs it. And I can afford it right now. Maybe a time when I can't, but I can now. And so that's it.
Yeah. That relates maybe to...
That was in a mission there.
When you were small, did your family have servants? Were you brought up? Were there always lots of black?
When we were small, we had two servants, two nurses. Charlotte was our nurse, and Maggie was the nurse to the boy. You see, there were four girls in my grandfather's family.
Uh-huh.
His daughters. And then came two more girls, and it looked like goo, no boys. So then one boy did come along, and was named for my grandfather, of course. And when the time came, yes, when it was time for us to be old enough to go out in the parks,
mm-hmm.
and all down the middle of the green, and there were fountains in the middle of the green then. Anytime that you're walking down Green Street and you come to a round place that maybe now has a statue or something sitting in it. That used to be a fountain in one,
oh,
two,
really?
Three. Yes, yes. And it was very fine for us to do. You know, we could slap it with our hands. Water, that's as far as we got. There were never any cooks in this house.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother, Bray, would have no parts of the black cook.
Uh-huh.
And my father didn't have any understanding of it. He didn't eat cornbread and turnips and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't for him. And I think it was when Mabry had her stroke in the early 50s, that some white woman came in to stay with her and made what we call hoe cakes, because you make it on the top of the stove instead of in the oven.
Uh-huh.
And she gave my father some, and he never let up. He was forever asking me to cook some greens and make some hoe cakes. And I think hoe cake is an art. I couldn't make a good hoe cake, but I could make some cornmeal out of a ready mix, you know, so
mm-hmm.
that was it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, there was the man who took care of the cemetery, and he also swept the sidewalk, and he also cut the grass with a push mower and pulled the weeds and that kind of stuff. Although there wasn't much grass in the back, not like now. Flower gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I have some very nice pictures of the backyard with flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Now this one had a pretty yard next door until they bought a Packard. And then they had to have a garage, but the garage had to have a cement floor. And then everybody had to move in a little bit, you know, because every time he backed out, he hit the fence. My aunts were